Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just trying to find out what kind of business this was. My debit card has been debited twice from this business, and I'm not anywhere near there. I don't think I've used your service.
I'd be more than happy to assist you, ma'am. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account?
66212.
Your first and last name?
Kim Bond.
Ms. Bond, can you verify your shipping address for security purposes?
9264 Concert Street, Overland Park, Kansas.
Thank you. One moment, please. I'm still waiting for your account to pull completely up, but I do see an account. It looks like you paid shipping and handling, Ms. Bond, on the 18th of February. Let me see what it was for. It says it was for a tablet.
Uh-huh.
And okay, you were enrolled in something called the Factory Discount Store, and you'll receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store. You were enrolled in a sweepstakes to win that tablet. And in addition to that, they enrolled you into this monthly membership at $56.95 a month. In exchange for that, you'll get a $125 credit voucher for this online web store, but you're also still in the drawing to win that tab.
Okay. I didn't agree for that at all.
Okay.
I agreed to get in a sweepstakes. I did not agree for some $60 a month, and then there was also an $8 fee.
Okay, all I see actually are Ms. Bond. I see a charge of, this thing is so slow. Give it just a moment.
That's all right.
Okay, on 12/18, there's a charge for $7.95 for the tablet. I guess that's the shipping and handling if you win the tablet.
Okay.
Then on 2/25, they took $56.95 from Visa card, ending 51/77 for that monthly membership. Now, what they should have done.
With whose permission? Like, no one told me that was going to happen.
Yeah, there was a disclaimer on the website, but it doesn't pop up, Ms. Bond, until after you pay the shipping. It's my understanding. Now, this is a third-party call center.
Well, I have canceled my entire debit card over this.
Mm. Hang on just a minute, ma'am. Let me see something. Okay, so it says that I can offer you a 50% refund to the most recent charge.
Okay, I just wanted to find out what business this was so that I make sure no one ever does this again, because that's not okay. It's not. If you want to hide stuff in small print somewhere, you know, I guess that's how you do business. But this is not okay to do to people at all. I've shut down the whole debit card. I'll consider it my loss, I suppose. But this is not how you get business. That's crazy.
I agree with you, Ms. Bond, 100%. This is a third-party call center. Like I said, we have several different online vendors that we provide the customer support for.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in full agreement with
all
you.
All right,
how you
where can I? Who do I write to? Who do I contact to complain about this, or make it right? I think it's crazy that you're going to give 50% of someone's money back when they didn't even authorize it, really, except that you're telling me it was. I would like that sent back to me, all that fine print. So I know where to make a bigger complaint to.
Okay, well, actually, I refunded you in full for $56.95. Though you canceled that card, I still had to send it back to the card that the charges were made on, which is Visa card ending 51/77. Now, what's going to happen in that event is your credit card company will automatically forward that $56.95 to the new card that they issue you. It takes 3 to 5 business days before you'll see that money back on your card. So that's going to be like a week from today. Day, I want to say. Well, you may get it this week.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. This is just insane, and I will make it, you know, I will not get in a contest ever again, ever.
I don't blame you. I know I have a cancellation number to give you, Ms. Bond.
Okay.
I also sent you a refund confirmation email and a cancellation confirmation email to kckimberly64@aol.com. Please allow 24 to 48 hours before you get those emails, Ms. Bond. And again, 3 to 5 business days for your refund. Now, I can also give you the email support address so you can directly contact that company. But we're the voice, you know. We're the third
that
party.
That would be great.
Okay, so let me give you the cancellation number first.
Okay.
And then I'll give you that email support address for that vendor.
Okay.
Your cancellation number is going to be C as in cancel.
Okay.
259.
Okay.
082.
Okay.
481.
Okay.
Now, the email support for that particular vendor, let me find it.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Okay, here it is. It's going to be the word support in all lowercase letters.
Okay.
Then the at symbol.
Okay.
Then the word one, like the number, except for the O in one is capital. Then lowercase N-E.
Okay.
Then the word stop, and the S in stop is uppercase.
Okay.
But the T-O-P is lowercase.
Okay.
The word discount, the D is capital.
Okay.
And last, solution, and the S in solution is capital.
Okay.
.com.
All righty.
Now, let me see. When did this start? Wait a minute. They should have sent a link to your email so you could access that card. I'm trying to see how old it is. I don't think you'll be eligible for it now because you were canceled and refunded. Yeah.
Okay.
But this is the email support we use to give when people don't receive their emails or want to make a comment. So,
okay.
If there's anything else
I appreciate your help. No, thank you. That's all taken care of. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ms. Bond. I hope you have a great day and stay safe, okay?
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.